106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. I'm Stryker. I brought my friend Klein along here. And
we're
somehow
really happy that you actually came out yourselves.
We drive ourselves here. I'm in my little Toyota outside, parked in front of this beautiful house in a studio with Steve Lukather and Steve Porcaro, original members of Toto. We're here.
Hey there, guys.
We are here.
This is unbelievable.
Thanks for coming.
This started...
It's really unbelievable that we're on K-Rock. That's what's unbelievable. Yeah.
In the history of your band and you're from L.A., how many times have you been on K-Rock?
None.
Tell him, Luke.
None.
It's got to be wild that this is the number one most requested song on K-Rock, not just K-Rock right now, I mean, around the country.
Well, this song has kind of taken a life of its own on, I got to say.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man. You know, we were there when we, you know, this thing came out of the ether. There was no such thing as world music. We didn't know what we were doing. It was kind of a what do you want to do today kind of a situation. Now, you tell the story, because you and Dave had the lab coats on and all this stuff with all this.
Just, it was, you know, Africa was an experiment. It was the last song on the album. It
your fourth album.
On Total
right?
Four, our biggest album. It was the very last cut. It was buried. We thought it barely made the album. I didn't think it should have been on the album.
Yeah, me, I said I'd run naked down Hollywood Boulevard if it was a hit record. I love the track. No, get me wrong. I love the track, the melody, and the colors and the way that we did the loops and with Jeff and
we worked real hard on
it. Emil and Lenny. Yeah. I mean, we worked hard. 24 track tapes filled. But when it came time to sing the lyric, it was like, come on, Dave, man.
Serengeti?
We're from North Hollywood.
Who in the band or management convinced you to put it on the album?
Well, I mean, we just did it, you know, and everybody loved the track. And the hook. So the goofy lyrics in the verse was just like, okay, well, just something to put there. And we didn't really think much of it because we were all hot on Rosanna being our first single, and it was a great record for us, album, record of the year and all that stuff. That's the ultimate Toto track. If somebody asks us what we sound like, we all shine on it. It's
Rosanna,
what we do.
Yes. Did the guys in Weezer reach out to you directly ever and say,
no,
we are going to do this, we're going to do...
No, their manager, Jonathan Daniels, a sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
Who reached out and he said, would you guys mind? We said, mind? Please. Are you kidding me? Kick ass on it. Now, some of the other guys in the band who you met.
Yeah, I met them all.
I actually reached out to Rivers on Twitter. He's like, hey, man, thanks a lot. I mean, I don't know if it's a piss take or not, but it's win-win for everybody.
When I did Kimmel Show, I met all the guys. Rivers, everyone was sweet. They were fantastic. They were very respectful, and we had a ball. We had fun together.
And their version overall, you give an A, a B, a C?
I give them a B++.
B++.
Here's the thing. I mean, our music has such little nuances on it. We spent so much meticulous time. These guys threw this shit up in an afternoon, man. And let's face it, they kicked ass on it. They really didn't go off the map that far, other than adding some really nice aggressive guitars to the chorus. And I think Rivers has a great voice. And the way they did the harmonies and all the clusters, and they kind of put the auto-tune in there, which gave it a little kitschy thing like that. I thought they kicked ass, man. I thought it was really fun. I didn't know if I was going to like it or not. I thought they were going to make fun of us.
This is now, like all of these people that have never been, aren't familiar with the band Toto, a band that has sold 40 million albums worldwide, has a huge international following, Grammys, every award, accolade you could hope for, and now you've got people that have never even known that you existed discovering you for the very first
time.
Love it. Have you noticed younger people showing up?
Yes,
you have.
Absolutely.
Yes,
we love it. We love the thought of maybe some Weezer fans maybe checking out Toto a little deeper. And you know what? At the same time, I love the thought of maybe some snooty Toto fans checking out Weezer, loosening their wigs a little bit and enjoying some good rock and roll.
The Weezer fans have been really cool to us.
Really,
I mean,
cool.
There's always going to be a hater or two on both sides of the fence. Oh, how dare you redo this song? It's like, that man, give me a break, man. It's a dumb song with A minor, F, C, G.
It's music.
Chord changes that should be, you know, taken out of vocabulary popular music at this point. On our defense, we recorded it in 1981. But they have fun, you know?
Right.
They have fun with it, and I'd like to think that they did it in fun, and they're having fun with it.
Yeah.
They're having success with it. The success has come over to our side of the fence.
We welcome
it, and we did this track for them.
They cover you, and when did you decide, listen, we should cover a Weezer song now?
Luke was on the road. Everyone was busy. Dave was dealing with some personal stuff. We had just gotten back from the road, but I was here home in my studio where I'm the happiest, and I saw all this action going on with Africa. They'd released Rosanna. They did Africa. I sent Luke an email on the road. He was in Europe. I said, come on, we got to return return the favor. Let's pick out a tune and send it right back to them.
Now, of all the songs out there, you got Beverly Hills, Buddy Holly, Undone the Sweater Song. Why'd you choose the song you did?
You know, we listened to Beverly Hills was one I really wanted
to
do.
Yeah, we fought over that one.
I wanted to maybe even do just a real Africa-type version of that I was thinking about for a minute. But you know what? We wanted to make it different, but we wanted to stay. We wanted to do something rock and roll. I want to show everyone what a good rock and roll band we can be. And, you know, I love the band. I love their music. And Joseph and I were listening to different ones, trying to figure out which ones he'd like to sing, and we settled on Hashpipe. So we stuck with that.
I thought Hashpipe had a better melody. I love the message. You know what I mean? The right? Message.
I got to tell you, I got to be honest. My neighbor across the street, who was, for the most part, has not given me a time of day in the last 15 years, he found out that Weezer covered Africa and came running across the street to me.
No.
Very excited. And he told me, I was asking him, I says, you know, we're thinking about doing a Weezer tune. He goes, you know, there's nothing like driving down the freeway real fast with Hashpipe cranked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that stuck with
well,
me.
Yeah, wow. We wanted to do it justice. We wanted to do our thing to it, but still pay respect to it. And, you know, we added a couple of our little kitschy little things to it, which I hope that they laugh. We wish we could be in the room when they hear it, you know?
Well, should we play it on the radio station?
The fact that you're giving this to us above anyone
you guys,
else.
Are you kidding me? You are the station. You're the alt station across America
Thank
and
you.
Beyond. For us to even be on this, of course you have to have first go at
that's,